to the October edition of Ranger Rick, published by the National Wildlife Federation. I am Chris Radio volunteer Linda Wyden. The front cover of this month's magazine features a Siberian flying squirrel. Halloween howlers. What kind of wolves always ask for directions? Werewolves. That comes from Torrey in Louisiana. What has webbed feet, feathers, and fangs? Count Duckula. That comes from Eva L. in Virginia. What do you call a pumpkin that works at the beach? A life gourd. That comes from Madison B. in Florida. What does a skeleton say before it eats? Bon appetit. That comes from Ava W. in Arkansas. What do you call scary nocturnal horses? Nightmares. That comes from Zendaya M. in Connecticut. And what do you call athletic pumpkins? Jack-o'-lanterns. That comes from Corey B. in California. Peeking in on flying squirrels. Say hello to the adorable furry creatures that fly in the forest of northern Japan. What could be cuter than this little squirrel peering out of its tree hole den? You're lucky to even see a Siberian flying squirrel this close up. Most people never get a chance. But thanks to one very patient photographer and an unusual group of squirrels, we get this rare look. There are several kinds of Siberian flying squirrels, but the kind in this story lives only on the Japanese island of Hokkaido. Photographer Tony Wu spent many cold hours in the forest waiting for some of these squirrels to appear. He was helped by their unusual behavior. Flying squirrels are normally nocturnal or active at night. Oddly, the squirrel Tony photographed were awake and moving around during the day. He thinks they were avoiding two owls that had been hunting squirrels after dark. Whatever the reason, it made it much easier to take a picture of them. Fly over to the next page to check out these charmers. Large eyes let in more light than small ones. That's perfect for flying squirrels and other creatures that are active at night. But this squirrel and its pals prefer to scamper around and glide during the daytime. Squirrel schedule. What do these squirrels do up in the treetops? Glide from tree to tree, of course, but more than that, more on that later. Much of their time is taken up looking for food. They eat the trees. Well, at least parts of the trees. Flowers, nuts, buds, leaves, seeds, and fruits. They either eat on the go or store snacks for later. Tony spotted one of these squirrels using an old empty bird's nest as a food cabinet. For sleeping, they build nests in tree holes, often ones left by woodpeckers. They line their nests with moss or other soft stuff. In the winter, a few squirrels will cozy up together in a hole to stay warm. Kitten time. When it's time for mating, there's lots of fighting between males over females. Tony saw many scuffles with two males swatting and chasing each other and even wrestling in midair. Once the battles are over, the mating begins. About 5 weeks later, the females give birth to 2 to 6 babies, or kittens. Each kitten weighs less than a nickel when it is born. An adult weighs less than a smartphone. The kittens are born hairless and with eyes closed. They stay in the nest for a month or so. But after about 2 months, they're ready to move out and live on their own. They need to be careful out there, though. Danger lurks. Fox, owls, and other predators hunt the flying squirrels to avoid becoming meals. The squirrels need to be alerted and move quickly. That's when being able to glide can be a big help. So let's see how that works. A glide in slow-mo. A flying squirrel rarely touches the ground. It eats, sleeps, and raises its family in the trees. But it does need to move between trees, especially to find enough to eat. That's why it's useful to know how to soar. Also, it's harder for enemies to catch a squirrel in the air than on the ground. But a flying squirrel doesn't fly the way a bird or bat does. It uses flaps of skin between its arms and legs to glide. The flaps of skin are called patua. Tony took a series of high-speed photographs of the squirrel in motion. Then he put the photographs together to show the flight in detail. The squirrel traveled more than 13 feet in less than half a second. Tony took the first photo in the series at the bottom left from a high branch on a nearby tree. By spreading its padua wide, the squirrel caught the air and soared up towards the other tree. Doesn't it look like a kite or a hang glider? To slow down at the end of its glide, it cups its padua by pulling its arms and legs forward to form a parachute. While soaring, a flying squirrel can zig and zag by moving its arms and legs. It can even do a U-turn in midair. Its tail helps it steer, too, and acts as a brake during landing. A flying squirrel can glide more than 150 feet. That's the length of 10 cars parked bumper to bumper. At first, Tony didn't know when a squirrel might fly, but he remained focused, ready to capture the lightning-quick movement. It began. Over time, he learned to recognize a certain look in the squirrel's eyes that meant it's time to take off. This group of squirrels eventually went back to being nocturnal, but their brief time as daytime gliders gave us an incredible peek at one of nature's coolest creatures. Night raiders. They swoop from the night sky like eerie white sails, three dwellers in darkness. But wait, ghosts with tails? These three backyard tricksters, these thieves of the night, these seed-gobbling goblins sure gave me a fright. I found that these creatures with wings that unfurl were not ghosts or goblins, but three flying squirrels. There are 50 species of flying squirrels in the world. The kind on page 6 to 11 are in Asia, but there are two species that live in North America. The northern flying squirrel lives across several northern states, most of Canada, and into Alaska. The southern flying squirrel lives throughout the eastern United States and parts of Mexico. The buzz. Bears, bears, bears. Each October, Catamol National Park in Alaska runs a contest called Fat Bear Week. The park is home to more than 2,000 brown bears. The bears need to pack on extra fat to survive their winter hibernation in Catamia. They especially gorge on salmon that returns from the ocean to spawn in the park's waterways. Once fall turns to winter, some bears weigh as much as 1,200 pounds. By the end of hibernation, they can lose as much as one-third of their body weight. Just before the bears tuck themselves in for the winter, park visitors and viewers online are encouraged to vote for the bear they think has done the best job preparing for hibernation. If you want to see some truly fat bears, and by fat we mean ready for winter, check out the before and after photos by clicking Meet the Bears at fatbearweek.org, and you can cast your vote there for your favorite. Selfie Bear. When scientists or park rangers want to observe wildlife without getting in the way, they set up wildlife cameras. Most animals unknowingly set off camera triggers as they pass by and continue on their way. One camera in Colorado took lots of pictures of deer, ducks, mountain lions, and other animals. But one curious black bear noticed the camera and decided to investigate. Snap, 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 snap. The bear took 400 selfies. Alien bear. Scientists have been looking for signs of life on Mars for a long time. Did they finally find it? No, but they found what looks like a bear face, A satellite took a photo of this area and the planet's surface. Scientists say the eyes are craters and the nose might be the opening of a volcano. What do you see? Colorful gecko makes a comeback. In a small patch of ancient forest lives a tiny but beautiful lizard. It's covered in markings that look like rare jewels. Fully grown, it's the length of a paperclip and weighs less than a pinch of salt. It's a Union Island gecko, named after the small Caribbean island it lives on, the only place in the world it has been spotted. Scientists first learned about the gecko in 2005 when word got out to the public. Some people captured the wild lizards to sell as pets. The little lizards soon became endangered. But many Union Island residents have united to protect their little gecko. They form their own band of rangers who guard the forest day and night. They are working with the local government and conservation groups, and together they're letting others know what's happening to the lizards. They also protect the lizard's habitat, and it's working. In 2018, the gecko population was 10,000. Today, it's almost double that. Small island, small gecko, big win. Lovebirds. A goose normally mates for life, but what happens when its partner dies? It may look for a second chance at love. A female pet goose named Blossom lost her mate after 5 years together. She got very sad. How did Blossom's owner know she was sad? Instead of being social with the other ducks and geese, Blossom kept to herself. She spent her days staring at her own reflection in windows or other shiny things. The owner decided something had to be done. So they posted an ad on Facebook. Lonely widow domestic goose seeks life partner for companionship and occasional shenanigans. The owners of a lonely gander, male goose, at a nearby farm responded. Their goose, Frankie, had lost his mate. Like Blossom, Frankie was lonely. The owners decided to introduce the geese. Frankie and Blossom had their first date on Valentine's Day and have been lovebirds ever since. Honk honk! Why does a cat do that? If you're lucky enough to spend time with cats, you know that the way they act can be perfectly puzzling. We asked cat behavior experts Michael Marie Degano, to answer Ranger Rick readers' questions about what cats do and why. Why does my cat like to sit and sleep in a box? Pet cats are closely related to African wildcats. In the wild, there are plenty of animals that prey on these wildcats, especially young ones. So when it's time to sleep or rest, wildcats often hide out to stay safe. Their tame cousins, including your cat, feel safest inside a box or another enclosed space. Also, in the wild, a cat on the hunt will hide until it's ready to pounce on a mouse or prey. So wild instincts may tell your pet to hide in a box to wait for prey, even if that's just a piece of string. Lastly, cats like to be warm, warmer than people like to be. A box provides a nice small space to get cozy in. Why does my cat bite me when she's playing or cuddling with me? Cats have very sensitive bodies. We may want to pet them and cuddle them for hours, but for cats, that can be too much. And they'll do what they can do to make you stop. If your cat's getting irritated, she will probably show you some signs. She may change positions, make biting motions, stare at your hand, or swish her tail. If you pay attention to those cues, you'll learn what your cat likes and dislikes, and you'll learn when to stop snuggles. Your cat may also bite or scratch when you're playing. That's because cats play as a kind of practice hunting. Your cat may treat a plaything as prey, so it's best not to use your hands to play. By wrestling with your cat or rubbing her belly, for example, instead use toys that keep you at a bit of a distance. Why does my cat need blankets? When kittens are nursing, they push on the soft, fuzzy area around their mother's nipple to help her make more milk. So when adults' cats need blankets or other soft things, they're getting back to the time when they felt safe and protected by their mothers. When cats are in that relaxed, baby-like state, I say they're in the mommy zone. Why does my cat drool? If your cat starts drooling unexpectedly, you should visit the vet to make sure the kitten's teeth and gums are healthy. If they are, they're probably nothing to worry about. In some cats, drooling is like purring and kneading, another mommy's own behavior that means the cat is relaxed and happy. My cat loves to scratch the furniture. How can I make her stop? First of all, if your cat does scratch the furniture, don't blame her. Scratching is a natural cat behavior. When scratching, they aren't just sharpening their claws, as many people believe. They're marking their territory. They're also stretching their muscles, which feels good. To avoid damaged furniture, get scratching posts that are made especially for cats. An ideal post is at least 3 feet tall and sturdy. Put the post in places where your cat tends to scratch. For example, if the cat was scratching a sofa, put a post next to the sofa. Your cat will thank you, and so will your sofa. Do cats really always land on their feet? Cats do have a reflex that helps them turn their bodies quickly to land on their feet, but that doesn't mean they're always safe from falling injury. Surprisingly, cats are better at turning their bodies when they're falling from higher heights, such as the top of a tall cabinet, than lower ones. That's because they have more time to turn themselves around. I adopted a cat that used to be a stray. Isn't it mean to make him stay indoors? There are many reasons to keep your cats indoors. Outdoor cats could get hit by cars or attacked by predators, and they kill birds and other wildlife. So keeping your cat safe inside is the nicest thing you can do. Try to make your cat as comfortable as possible. Make sure he has a cozy place to sleep, good places to scratch, and lots of playtime, especially with toys that remind him of the birds and mice he used to hunt outside. If you really want to give your cat some outdoor time, consider taking him for walks with a harness or leash, or building an outdoor enclosure, also called a catio. That's right, a patio for cats. What cats want? Space. Each cat needs space for a litter box, at least one box per cat, and places to eat and sleep that aren't near the litter box. Cats are picky, so their litter box should be cleaned daily. Cats also love to be up high, so consider getting your pet a climbing structure, such as a cat tree. Does your cat love me? That's what everybody wants to know. Unfortunately, our cats can't tell us in words how they feel about us. But we do want the cat brains and we do know that cat brains and human brains have a lot in common. So it's reasonable to think they have emotions like ours. Still, just as with people, each cat is an individual. Different cats have different ways of showing how they feel. Maybe you have some friends who like to hug you and tell you how much they like you, and maybe you have other friends who don't show their emotions as much. But they're still your friends in the same way. Some cats like to be in your lap and snuggle. Other cats are more independent, but that doesn't mean they don't love their people. Cats need warmth. If you think your house is comfortable temperature, your cat probably thinks it's too cool. Cats need small, cozy places such as boxes and cat beds where their trapped body heat will keep them comfy. Cats need love. Pet cats are social creatures and need daily attention from their owners. Some like cuddles, some enjoy being brushed, and some prefer playing with their people. Cats need playtime. All cats need to exercise their muscles and brains by playing. Turn the page to find out how to entertain your cat and yourself with cat toys. Play with your cat. Cats love to hunt, but keeping pet cats indoors is safest for them and the wildlife. With a little help from you, your cat can have fun leaping and pouncing right in your living room. If you like playing with your cat, here's some good news. Your cat also likes playing with you. Many of the best cat toys are interactive ones, the kind your cat play with together. One good example is a stick dangling a string with a feather tied to it. Here are some tips on how to help your cat get exercise. Keep the toy at a distance. Cats are most excited by movement a few feet away from them. Move a toy fast, then slow, then fast again. See which speed your cat prefers. Move a toy slowly under some tissue paper. Cats love the crinkling noise. If your cat is shy, try smaller, quieter toys, such as a shoelace. Let your cat catch the toy once in a while. You don't want your pet getting frustrated. Try different toys to keep things interesting. Don't you get bored when you have to play with the same game over and over again? So does your cat. Put all interactive toys away when you aren't around to prevent your cat from getting hurt. Cats could accidentally swallow or get tangled in the strings. Play with your cat every day. Some cats need only a few minutes a day. Others, especially kittens, need a lot more. Make your own cat puzzle. Food puzzles are toys that your cat can play with and get treats or food. Giving your cat the chance to hunt for food can be fun for Kitty and fun for you to watch. Here are three make-it-yourself puzzles that will bring your cat's inner hunter. Food tube. Use scissors to cut a few holes in a paper towel or toilet paper tube. Make sure the holes are big enough for the cat's treats or food to easily fall through. With a little work and some food and tape, and tape up the ends. Then watch your cat push and roll the tube around to get the food. Treats tower. Tape together a pyramid of toilet paper tubes. Three on the bottom, two in the middle, and one on the top. Place a few pieces of dry food in each tube and let your cat paw at the toy to fish out the food. Kitty carton. An empty egg carton can be a food puzzle. Place some dry food in the cups of the carton and let your cat scoop out the kibble. Pumpkin pancakes. Good morning. This pumpkin-packed breakfast is a tasty way to start your day. Pumpkin pancake recipe. What you need is half a can of pumpkin, 3/4 of a cup of milk, 1 egg, 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1 teaspoon oil, 1 cup of flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, and that makes 8 pancakes. Mix the pumpkin, milk, eggs, maple syrup, vanilla, and oil in a large bowl. Add the flour, baking powder, and cinnamon to the wet ingredients and stir until combined. For each pancake, drop about 1/4 a cup of batter on a lightly oiled griddle or pan on medium heat. Ask an adult for help with that. Flip the pancakes when the bubbles start to appear on the top. Cook until golden brown on the other side. Jack-o'-lantern pancakes. What you need, 2 pancakes, nut butter, syrup or jelly, slice of green apples, jack-o'-lantern cookie cutter. What you do, spread a layer of nut butter or syrup or jelly on the pancake. Use a cookie cutter or knife to create a jack-o'-lantern face in the second pancake. Ask an adult for help with this. Place the finished face on top of the first pancake. For the stem, add a slice of green apple. Spiderweb pancakes. What you need, 1 pancake, chocolate nut spread or melted chocolate, 2 blueberries, shredded coconut, and small squeeze bottle. Spoon the nut butter or melted chocolate into your bottle. Squeeze the chocolate onto the pancake, drawing a spiderweb design as shown. To create a spider web, glue two blueberries together with the chocolate and place on the web. Add shredded coconuts for legs. And breakfast bonus, pumpkin pie smoothie. What you will need, 1 small banana, sliced then frozen, 2/3 cup of milk, 1/4 cup canned pumpkin, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, 1.5 tablespoons pumpkin pie spice. Combine all the ingredients in a blender until smooth. Pour smoothie into a cup. Serve immediately. The Haunted Ocean. A quiz so fun, it's scary. Did you know that the ocean is haunted? It's true. Lurking beneath the waves are ghosts, goblins, vampires, and other Halloween-y creatures. But don't worry. The scariest thing about these creeps is their name. The goblin shark can shoot its jaws forward to catch prey, swims by flapping its paddle like a snout, uses its snout to sense electricity and giving off by praise, or both A and C. The answer is D, both A and C, swims by flapping its paddled-like snout and uses its snout to sense electricity given off by prey. 2. Dead Man's Fingers is a kind of A. sponge, B. seaweed, C. soft coral, or D. sea slug. Answer is C. soft coral. 3. The skeleton of a ghost shark isn't made of bone. Instead, it's made of A. rubber, B. bendable stuff called cartilage, C. the same thing as your fingernails are made of, or D. B and C. Answer is B. bendable stuff called cartilage. 4. The black dragonfish uses the glowing thing hanging from its chin to keep from getting lost, attract prey, C. keep warm, or D. none of the above. Answer is B. attract prey. 5. Skeleton shrimp are sometimes called praying mantises of the sea, B. are named for their skinny bodies, C. move around by quickly bending and straightening their bodies, or D. all of the above. Answer is D. all of the above. 6. The devil ray, A. doesn't live in the ocean, B. is an ocean mammal like whales and dolphins, C. uses its fins as wings to glide through the air as well as to swim, or D. B and C. Answer is C. uses its fins as wings to glide through the air as well as swim. 7. These red zombie worms are feeding on A. an old whale bone, B. a dead fish, C. coral, or D. a scummy taco someone dropped off a boat. The answer is an old whale bone. 8. The vampire squid uses that long thread to catch bits of food. B. isn't really a squid. C. lives in the deep sea, or D. all of the above. Answer is D. all of the above. 9. The rosy-lipped batfish, A. wears lipstick, B. has legs, C. walks on its fins, or D. is related to unicorns. Answer is C. walks on fins. How did you do? 7 to 9 correct, frightfully fantastic. 5 to 6 correct, ghoulishly good. 3 to 4 correct, fiendishly fine. And 0 to 2 correct, boo. But don't worry, now that you've seen all the answers, you're a haunted ocean expert. This has been the August edition of Ranger Rick, published by the National Wildlife Federation. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon.